G'day you mob, Pete here, and this is another episode of Aussie English, the number one place for anyone and everyone wanting to learn Australian English. So today I have a Goss episode for you where I sit down with my old man, my father, Ian Smithson, and we talk about the week's news, whether locally down under here in Australia or non-locally overseas in other parts of the world, okay? And we sometimes also talk about whatever comes to mind, right? If we can think of something interesting to share with you guys related to us or Australia, we also talk about that in the Goss. So these episodes are specifically designed to try and give you content about many different topics where we're obviously speaking in English and there are multiple people having a natural and spontaneous conversation in English. So it is particularly good to improve your listening skills. In order to complement that, though, I really recommend that you join the podcast membership or the academy membership at aussieenglish.com.au, where you will get access to the full transcripts of these episodes, the PDFs, the downloads, and you can also use the online PDF reader to read and listen at the same time. Okay, so if you really, really want to improve your listening skills fast, get the transcript, listen and read at the same time, keep practicing, and that is the quickest way to level up your English. Anyway, I've been rabbiting on a bit. I've been talking a bit. Let's just get into this episode, guys. Smack the bird, and let's get into it. G'day, guys. Welcome to this episode of The Goss. Today, we are talking about toilet training cows, and hopefully, I'll learn something so that I can pass this on to Noah.
That's an interesting one. Are we talking about cows that have been toilet trained or cows that are able to toilet train other things?
No, yeah, it's cows that have been toilet trained. So the article was called, yeah. The article was, we managed to toilet train cows and they learned faster than a toddler can. It could help combat climate change. So what have we got here? The sort of two questions were, can you toilet train cows and why would you want to? And the answer is yes. Doing so can help us address issues of water contamination and climate change. So cattle urine is high in nitrogen, and this contributes to a range of environmental problems. When cows are kept mainly outdoors, as they are in New Zealand and Australia, the nitrogen from their urine breaks down in the soil, and this produces two problematic substances, nitrate and nitrous oxide. Nitrate from urine patches leaches into lakes, rivers, aquifers, underground pools of water, contained by rock, where it pollutes the water and contributes to excessive growth of weeds and algae. And nitrous oxide is a long-lasting greenhouse gas, which is 300 times more potent than carbon dioxide. It accounts for about 12% of New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions, and much of this comes from the agricultural sector. So, yeah, what have we got here? The other issue is ammonia. So when cows are kept mainly in barns, as in the case in Europe and North America, another polluting gas, ammonia, is produced from the nitrogen from the urine mixing with feces on the barn floor. However, if some of the urine produced by cattle could be captured and treated, the nitrogen it contains could be diverted and the environmental impacts reduced. So that's, I guess, the whole premise for these people doing this study. They took 8 cows, they set up a pen that was obviously enabled to collect any urine that was done on there, and they used a reinforcer, so behavioral psychology, in order to train these cows to urinate in this specific location. So they effectively gave them a reward anytime they peed. Well, they put them in the pen first. When they peed, they gave them a reward. They then started putting them in an alley outside, and if they peed before they went back into the pen, they got a spray, an unpleasant spray of water in the face or something like that. And then when they went back into the pen, they'd get the reward. And so apparently within 20 to 25 urinations, they had learnt this behavior to just go to this one location to pee so that it could be collected in this pen. And 7 out of the 8 cows was trained successfully, only 15 days of training, and it was quicker than it takes to train a 3 to 4 year old child to obviously use a potty or something. So this showed us 2 things that weren't known before. Cattle can learn to attend to their own urination reflex because they move to the pen when ready to use it, And cattle will learn to withhold urination until they're in the right place if they're rewarded for doing so. And the next step was scaling it up and working out two further challenges, which was that they need a way to both detect urination in the latrine pen as well as deliver the reinforcement automatically, so without using any sort of human intervention. Obviously, it's going to cost a lot if you've got a guy there giving the cows
prizes. Hand out. Have a bit of grain.
I know, that's it. And then they need to determine optimal location and number of latrine pens that are required. So, obviously, if you've got a huge farm that's, you know, what, hundreds of meters, kilometers from the pen where the cow has to walk, they have to work out how far are cattle actually willing to walk to get whatever the reward is. And that, imagine working that out and being like, okay, it turns out that it's 854 meters. Anything longer than that and the cow's like, yeah, screw it, keep your reward. Yeah. Anything shorter than that and the cow will walk, you know, however long it takes to get to the toilet. And do a pee. So I thought it was just a really, really cool study that, yeah, it is one of these things. We think cows are really stupid, but sometimes I've seen these YouTube videos and even just in seeing them in the field, you see them playing or interacting with humans and you're kind of like, you know, we eat these animals and we think they're incredibly dumb, but I think, you know, there's actually a lot more to them and a lot more going on than we really give them credit for, right?
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, they are well-developed social mammals, so they've got to have a fair brain in order to understand their society, and so that sort of, and this is not rocket science psychology. The sort of training they're doing, the idea of positive reinforcement, has been used for years. I mean, we've trained dogs for thousands of years based on, you know, the dog does the right thing, give them a reward. You know, you ask the dog to come to you. When the dog comes to you, give them a pat on the head. You know, you don't even need to start feeding them. So there's all sorts of
those just don't rewards. Hit them. Yeah.
Well, and that's the other one. I haven't read the full article, but yeah, it's sort of negative reinforcement is often not as effective, nowhere near as effective, which you suggested they were doing that as well. But
I think the only negative reinforcement was, yeah, just that unpleasant water in the face. So they obviously have to sort of limit it to something that's relatively benign. And it's just like, oh, that's annoying, as opposed to, you know, kicking the shit out of them or something. It's like, yeah, I don't think he's going to learn, mate. You just
because often, yeah, that, you know, particularly in training dogs and horses and those sort of things, negative reinforcement tends not to work in the direction that the person thinks it is.
Well, yeah. So in terms of animosity for your owner.
Yeah, well, exactly. So it's that, you know, you're when you're training a puppy to, you know, be toilet trained, you know, the puppy goes a pee or a poo on the piece of newspaper that you've set up, you give it a reward. If the puppy does it somewhere else and you smack it, the puppy won't learn that that's not the right place to do it. The puppy just learns that you're an arsehole.
Yeah.
So you've got to be very careful. Whereas positive reinforcement is very easily connected to the thing that you want, providing its effect, you know, close to instantaneous.
Well, and we've shown that rats can do it. There's been those experiments where they get addicted to cocaine, right? And they just keep hitting the button.
Yeah,
and
forever.
Pigeons can do it as well, right?
So all sorts of animals can do it. Yeah.
It's
an interesting story. That one, I mean, I was having a quick glance through it, I thought, this one could be done very well in terms of dairy cattle, because dairy cattle
follow each other.
Sheds. They follow each other, but they come into sheds twice a day.
Yeah.
So if you have the latrine capturing devices on the trail into the dairy sheds, then they have to pee in order to come in and be
relieved and the pressure relieved of all that of milk,
then that in itself would be useful. So you don't have them peeing in the shed as well. So
I need to look into that and how they train the cows to come in. I guess they probably reward them the same way, or there's a reward in that the cows get relieved of the fact that they have so much milk and pressure. You know, I imagine
I haven't read the full article. They're probably using that strategy. They call it, I think it's called back chaining.
Yeah, that was what they mentioned here.
Where you give them the, like, here's the reward instantly.
Yeah.
And then in this case, it's a distance thing. So if they come within 10 meters of the thing, you just give them the reward. And
that's
then if
exactly
they come within
they
50
using.
Meters, you give them the reward. And so once they've learned that they get a reward for peeing on the panel, then they get a reward for coming close to it. then they get a reward for coming anywhere near it. And so you're actually encouraging them to come there as well. What you don't want to do, of course, in case of cattle, you can block them off from it, but you don't want them to be sitting there effectively crossing their legs all day and not peeing in the paddocks. and then going, oh, quick, and knocking each other out of the way to get to the latrine.
But you wonder if you have to sort of balance what the reward's going to be so it's not too good that they're going to be like, you know, injuring themselves.
If I get within 100 metres, that's close.
Yeah, but not so bad that they're like, screw it.
The 800 and whatever metres that you said, anything. If I got to walk 800 metres to go to the toilet, I'm going to pee behind the tree. And yeah. I'm sure cows will work that out as well.
That for me as a scientist would be the more interesting side of it, would be working out what their preferences are for these sorts of things in terms of the reward. If you created different rewards, different distances, it would be really interesting to know. Okay,
just so messing with their head then, though.
Well, they'll do it for this, but not that. Well, if you just did it across groups, right?
Yeah.
So you have these groups of like 10 kilometers, these ones are 1 kilometer, these ones are 2 meters.
These are the dumb ones. So.
Yeah, here's one where you get like a pretty average reward, and here the other reward is like, you know, cocaine laced.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, how would it change? Or would it change anything?
Mm.
Anyway, that's probably enough for this one, Dad. Thanks for smashing out all these episodes. You guys will obviously be getting one at a time, but Dad and I have just done 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yes, exactly. So,
all
right. See you everyone.
Peace. Alrighty, you mob. Thank you so much for listening to or watching this episode of The Goss. If you would like to watch the video, if you're currently listening to it and not watching it, you can do so on the Aussie English channel on YouTube. You'll be able to subscribe to that. Just search Aussie English on YouTube. And if you're watching this and not listening to it, you can check this episode out also on the Aussie English podcast, which you can find via my free Aussie English podcast application on both Android and iPhone. You can download that for free, or you can find it via any other good podcast app that you've got on your phone, Spotify, podcasts from iTunes, Stitcher, whatever it is. I'm your host, Pete. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a ripper of a day, and I will see you next time. Peace!